New Zealand Disability Strategy 2026-2030. Implementation Plan. Summary of Work to Action. Employment Priority Area. Producers Note. This document shows the logo of Faikaha, Ministry of Disabled People, with a QR code to a video of the New Zealand Sign Language name. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people by Accessible Information and Communications Limited on the 23rd of April 2026. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomps.nz followed by a slash in then four digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. New Zealand Disability Strategy 2026-2030. Implementation Plan. Summary of Work to Action. Employment Priority Area. Introduction. The New Zealand Disability Strategy 2026-2030, the strategy, has 34 actions across 5 priority areas of education, employment, health, housing, and justice. During 2026, 13 actions will be delivered or started, implemented. 6 actions will be developed. 12 actions will be scoped, planned. This document is a change story to explain the goal for the employment priority area and the supporting actions. When the actions will be done and by which government agencies. The order for actions and the links between the actions. The risks and challenges to doing the actions. A change story for each priority area is on the Faikaha Ministry of Disabled People website. Education, aicomps.nz/9177. Health, aicomps.nz/6130. Housing, aicomps.nz/8830. Justice, aicomps.nz/5118. Employment Change Story. In the employment priority area, there is a goal and 6 supporting actions. In 2026, 4 of the 6 actions will be delivered and 2 will be scoped. The Ministry of Disabled People Faikaha is leading work on 5 employment actions with support from other organizations including All Is For All, Business NZ, the NZ Disability Employers Network, and the Public Service Commission. The Ministry of Social Development, MSD, is leading on 1 action with support from Faikaha. Goal for employment. Disabled people will have meaningful career opportunities equal to non-disabled people and be valued the same way. Disability-confident employers will recognize disabled people's talents and expertise and will provide accessible and inclusive workplaces throughout the employment lifecycle. Actions for employment. To make progress towards the strategy's goal for employment, government will do the following. Enable and support disabled people to thrive in careers that match their interests and strengths. 1. Put information and guidance that helps disabled people to identify and match their skills and interests with job pathways in one place and make it accessible. This should include guidance for disabled people leaving school or education. 2. Review specialist employment supports, consulting with disabled people to improve employment outcomes. 3. Work with disabled people, employers and employer networks to create mentor programs so disabled people can get career support from disabled professionals or employers. Work with disabled people, employers and businesses to build disability confidence, capability and inclusion. 4. Work with disabled people and support providers to create a repository of resources. The resources will include knowledge, success stories and practical information, helping employers and employer networks support disabled people. 5. Work with disabled people, their whānau and supporters, employers and employer networks to promote and enable the design of jobs and workplaces for disabled people. This means inclusion of disabled people, flexible working arrangements and reasonable accommodations. Assessing workplace accessibility. Government agencies should lead by example in the employment of disabled people. 6. Create an awareness campaign for employers and employees. The campaign will include guidance on accessibility and inclusion, data and reports, and will highlight the positive impact of disabled people on workplaces. When and how the employment actions are being carried out. Faikaha is leading work on all the employment actions except for Action 2, which is being led by the MSD. Work on Action 1 will begin in 2027. Faikaha will plan how to create clear information and guidance for disabled job seekers using what we learn from other work in 2026. MSD's work on Action 2 has started. Analysis of employment supports was completed in 2025. Engagement with the disability and employment sectors will run through to mid-2026. The action will be put in place in stages from July 2026 and continue into 2027. This work needs to be done to support other employment actions, such as mentoring and employer outreach. Action 3 will begin by mid-2026. Waikaha will plan a mentoring program for disabled people in partnership with disabled employers' organizations. The program will be tested in the public service in late 2026, then made available to others in 2027. A key part of Action 4 was delivered in February 2026. The 1in6 https://1in6.nz/website gives employers advice on hiring disabled people, including real stories, resources, and practical information. It will be updated and improved over time. Throughout 2026, Waikaha will also work on Action 5, 2. Create a reasonable accommodations policy for the public sector. Create a policy that lets disabled public servants keep their reasonable accommodations when they change jobs within the public service. Refresh the accessibility charter so it helps the public service work together on disability employment. This work will be done with the support of the Public Service Commission. These projects will also need to be in line with government-wide digital change programs. Action 6 will start in 2026 with a national awareness campaign on the benefits of having disabled people in the workplace. Action 6 is supported by Action 4. Together, they deliver the what to do and the why and will support a community of practice to sustain momentum. Risks and challenges for the employment actions. Key projects, for example the reasonable accommodations policy in Action 5, rely on changes to government digital programs. Delays could affect the order of how these actions are put in place. The website Action 4 and campaign Action 6 will be highly visible. Actions that come after these will depend on their success. This means they will need to be supported with ongoing work and improvements together with disabled people. Producer's note: this audio version of this document was produced on the 23rd of April 2026 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 09-320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text to speech with a broadcast quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deafblind, and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.